this is our freezer. Now, this looks a little bit empty, but that's because we gave away 450 turkeys yesterday. So, and we had to make space for those. But normally, we don't have enough freezer space and we don't have enough cooler space. And what happens then is that we have to pull pallets of food out to get to the pallets of food we need to pull an order for someone to take to a pantry. And that just really costs us in efficiency. Hmm. So we are hoping to have a bigger freezer and a bigger cooler when we go to a new facility.
And obviously here you just back the trucks right up here and have it loaded right on there.
That's right, yeah. We don't have a Walmart distribution center or a Kroger or a Marsh distribution center in one of our counties. But Muncie has a Walmart distribution center, and they frequently get whole truckloads of really great produce. So we have an agreement with Muncie that when they have more than they can use, they'll share with us. And we send our semi over and bring back semi loads of product. And consequently, if we have something that we can share, we do that. In fact, we always need things to trade. One of the things that we get a lot are Fritos, because we get them from the Frito-Lay plant in Frankfurt. And we trade Fritos for produce.
That's interesting. It's that I would never have considered the food pantry barter economy that way.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I find myself getting pretty resentful that we don't have a Walmart distribution center in our territory, because it gives you lots and lots of stuff.
Allow me to ask a minorly sensitive question where the money is concerned. Do you have enough money and or donations combined to serve everybody you'd like to serve in those 16 counties, or are you kind of living your hand to their mouth in terms of you get it in and you send it out as fast as you possibly can?
Yeah. The answer to that question is yes. So, yes, we are living hand to mouth in a lot of situations. And yes, we could feed everybody, but not with high quality food. So we could give everybody donuts and birthday cake because we have so many baked goods. But to get high quality food, dairy, meat, vegetables, especially fresh produce, is so hard. It's hard for us to get, and it's expensive. It's available to us through Feeding America, but for example, a truckload of potatoes, we thought we were getting for free. Turned out they wanted $3,200, 8 cents a pound for the truckload. So then we had to say no to those potatoes. So even though it's a very reasonable price, you know, $3,200 in a food bank budget is a lot. So especially at the end of the year. So we set aside a transportation budget to go and get food or to pay shipping for food to come to us. And then we do a lot of food drives to supplement, and we buy some food. And then some we are able to access if we just pay the transportation.
Can I ask what your budget is in a year?
$2.8 million.
As I'm looking around the warehouse here, the other thing I notice is boxes and boxes, tens of thousands of boxes, and many of them banana boxes specifically. Why is that?
All food banks use banana boxes. I don't know how it got started, but when I'm watching the evening news on television, I always know they're going to be interviewing a food bank if I see banana boxes. I guess because they have handles, you know, and so you can load them up and then lift them easily. They're a good size. And so for us, like a case of canned vegetables would be a banana box of canned vegetables, or a case of fruit would be a banana box of canned fruit.
So your lingo actually revolves around the type of box you use.
That's right, it does.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. They're also free. Banana boxes are free. Grocery stores typically give them to us. But there have been times when banana boxes are in short supply, and food banks all over the country will be clamoring for more banana boxes. So